pressures intensifying over human rights violations in Sudan. Big countries, young people, might, money, and moxie all intersect with the gospel. And social media platforms might be the next evangelism tool. Details are next in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Pressure is mounting on the Sudanese government to release 27-year-old Maryam Ibrahim. Last week, five influential non-government organizations accused Sudan of violating the African Charter on Human Rights. Sharia courts convicted the Christian mother of two of adultery and apostasy, sentencing her to 100 lashes and death by hanging. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says,
I think this is a fear tactic and it sends a pretty strong message to Christians in Sudan. You better leave or you better convert to Islam.
Appeals on both convictions are pending. Lots of confusion and rumors surrounding the case add to the pressure on believers in Sudan.
It always comes back to prayer, which is, the number one thing we do. We need to be praying for Maryam. And also, I think that would also help us to pray as well for our brothers and sisters in Sudan.
Learn more at missionnetworknews.org. Then share the story and the petition links with your friends. Why?
There's been a lot of pressure on the Khartoum government, but I think we can continue to keep the pressure up.
We turn next to Ukraine, where controversy and bloodshed continue in the country's eastern region. Now, Russia claims that hundreds of refugees are flooding across their borders. But Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says refugees are fleeing in the opposite direction into central Ukraine. One of the groups they support is making room for refugee orphans, but they're running out of food. Send them some help through Christian Aid at our website. This is Mission Network News. Uzbekistan, one of Ukraine's fellow former Soviet nations, is pretty heavy-handed when it comes to religion. Sergei Rakuba of Russian Ministry says their schools without walls students are feeling the heat.
Authorities are scared of any evangelical activity. The evangelical church is very much limited, very much under pressure today on their outreach activities.
Schools Without Walls teaches Uzbek believers how to share their faith with others. One of the students was recently interrogated by police and fined for having Christian literature in her home. Materials were taken away and destroyed. Can you help Russian ministries replace those materials? We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And please, pray for the body of Christ in Uzbekistan.
Despite of all the circumstances and threats, they continue overcoming all these obstacles and continue spreading the gospel.
Meanwhile, India and China are the youngest countries by size in our world today. Eric Berkland of China Partner recently returned from China and reports their observations.
Most of the registered churches are very old, mostly attended by women and the uneducated. And so there's a huge segment of society that is not present in a local church.
Well, who's missing? It's the young people. For various reasons, the younger population of China just isn't attending church. Chinese pastors are finding new ways to engage this vast group. China Partner plans to work alongside the church in this effort. And Berkland says,
maybe China Partner could, with our new youth ministry initiative, really help a local church think beyond the now and think more into the future and realize that if we don't reach the next generation, our churches will, die out eventually.
Pray that the Holy Spirit would work through his people to reach the young people of China. And have you ever thought of using Facebook to spread the gospel? Well, Reach Beyond thinks it's a great idea thanks to an article by Joshua Project. After a decade of picture shares and status updates, most of Facebook's users live outside the United States, yet countless people are unaware of valuable resources offered by mission organizations like Reach Beyond. Want to help connect them? Well, read the whole article at our website to find out how. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll